the Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Phone lines, they are open. Wide open, 844-967-2789. I've regained access to the Washington Post, one of the favorite sources. You know, I like the Post. It's not the favorite source. That's the raw story, of course, because the raw story kind of does my work for me. They take other people's reporting and then kind of give you the Cliff Notes version. And then you see whether or not it's worthwhile to go to the original source. Yeah, because if it's a really good story and it's good journalism, well, then you go to the original source. But otherwise, you know, the raw story version's usually good enough for the radio. And you find people, our audience, trust me, the raw story version's better. But let's get to the Washington Post. I now have access. I'm not going to read all of this story. We've got John Nichols joining us soon, but I want to include some of this fine reporting. John Swain, Emma Brown, and Jacqueline Almani from the Washington Post. In the weeks after the 2020 election, Rudy Giuliani and other legal advisors to Trump asked a Republican prosecutor in Northern Michigan to get his county's voting machines and pass them to Trump's team, the prosecutor told the Post. Antrim County Prosecutor James Rossiter, R-O-S-S-I-T-E-R, said in an interview that Giuliani and several colleagues made the request during a telephone call after the county initially misreported its election results. So did you get that? This little county in Northern Michigan, they had a little clerical error. They misreported the results. The inaccurate tallies meant that Joe Biden appeared to have beaten Trump by 3,000 votes in a Republican stronghold, an error that soon placed Antrim in the center of false claims by Trump that the election had been stolen. It's rigged. Rossiter said he declined, he being the prosecutor. Here's his quote. I said, I can't just say, give them here. We don't have the magical powers to just demand things as prosecutors. And then he throws out a term. You think Rudy would know this as a former U.S. attorney? You need probable cause. Even if he had sufficient grounds to take the machines as evidence, Rossiter said, he could not have released them to outsiders or a party with interest in the matter. You mean you're not going to give the campaign machines to the Trump campaign to figure it out? Well, why not? You're a prosecutor. Rudy says it's okie dokie. Now, Giuliani declined to comment in response to questions from the Post. His attorney said, legal scholars said it was unusual and inappropriate for the president's representatives to make such a request of a local prosecutor. Rossiter said, I never expected in my life I'd get a phone call like this. Now, Giuliani's team called Rossiter around November 20th, 2020, Rossiter said, as it worked to overturn Trump's defeat to Biden. The direct appeal to a local law enforcement official was part of a broader effort by Trump's allies to access voting machines in an attempt to prove the election had been stolen. That effort extended to a recently disclosed draft executive order for Trump's signature to have National Guard troops seize machines across the nation. Are you seeing the reporting, the public reporting, what we know in the public? I mean, this is also very damning. It seems so every day in common stance at this point, but this is not common. This does not happen every day. I mean, look at Watergate. Look at who went to prison. And I know Tricky Dick got his pardon from the next guy, from Ford. But a lot of his men, all the president's men, they all ended up doing some time. Can't wait. I read on. A post-examination found that the call to Rossiter was also part of a behind-the-scenes intervention by Trump's legal team in Antrim that seized on the county's election night blunder and helped twist the mistake into supposed proof of a vast conspiracy to rig the election. Do you see how it all works? Take a little nugget of truth, a little mistake, and blow it up. And just tell a big lie. until people start believing it. Because you know part of telling a big lie? The bigger the lie, the bolder the lie, the more believable it becomes, ultimately. And here's why. You're good people. You're out there driving your cars, out there doing your business. You don't tell big lies. We're good people. You're good. I'm good. Evan's mostly good. We don't tell big lies. We're not out there lying to people's faces. We would never conceive of telling bold-faced lies. But this former president and Rudy Giuliani, and apparently if you believe that, you know, the big lie was hatched in a vodka bottle or perhaps some brown liquor on the election night, well, tell it big. Go big. Go bold. And say it often. The election was rigged. It was stolen. I mean, hell, Trump had been setting that plan in motion for months, right? And the bigger it is, the more audacious the lie, the greater the likelihood, you know, through proper repetition, the greater the likelihood it might be believed. Because people are skeptical. But if you tell a big enough lie beyond their concept that anyone could ever tell a lie this big, it just might stick. Yeah, with Republicans. So Rudy Giuliani reportedly was telling the prosecutor in Michigan, give me all your voting machines. What could possibly go wrong? You know, just give them to the Trump campaign and we'll do some digging. We'll figure it all out. And if there's no fraud there, if there's no malfeasance, you know, we'll make it up. If you tell a big enough lie, people just might believe it. Come back with us. I tell no lies. I got nothing but the finest guest here, including John Nichols from The Nation. He's got a big story. He says Ron Johnson, senator from the great state of Wisconsin, doesn't give an Adam Schiff about workers. I'll let John tell the story. When we come back, more Devil's Advocates, the Hump Day Edition. We're just getting started.
Boy, it's like they're so ideological that they subvert their own interests.